Hi, my name's Ian. I'm 26 years old. Today is August 7th, 2018, and we're in Chicago, Illinois. I'm here with my partner, Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy. I am 45 years old.
You're 43.
Close enough.
My name is Dante Williams. I am 37 years old. Today's date is August 7, 2018, and I am here with Ian and Andy. Tell the listeners a little about yourself.
Well, I was born in Beverly, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, on the North Shore. I moved around a lot as a kid, but always in northeastern Massachusetts. When I was 17, I ran away from home.
We're here in Chicago now. What was your journey from where you came from to here? How did you get here?
Anyway, I traveled for the next couple of years, and there's all kinds of stories in there, but I ended up developing a heroin habit. I got to Portland, and it has the nickname of the Black Hole, because heroin is really pervasive, and probably even more so now, I have to imagine.
What was the result of that addiction? How did it affect your health?
Well, eventually, my addiction had gotten really, really bad, but I found out that I was infected with Hep C.
Now, when you were in Portland, you weren't able to get treatment.
So I went to the gastroenterologist, and he said, yeah, you know, you got to get treatment. You're sick. I said, okay. But he applied, and Medicaid said, no, we can't treat him. So.
And why did they say they couldn't treat you?
It's too expensive, and his disease is not progressed enough. By 2016, my infectious disease doctor at the public health clinic, like the VD clinic, where I went to get started on Truvada for PrEP, like as HIV prevention. And they said, okay, we just have to run a couple tests to make sure that your body can handle it. I said, yeah. You don't look so good. Are you okay? Yeah, yeah. So I went home, and they called me like a day or two later, and they said, like, you need to come back here. Like, your liver numbers are, you just need to come back here. So I did, and they said, your liver numbers are high. And he's like, yeah, no, I have Hep C. No, like, seriously, your liver numbers are really, really high. You're in trouble. And so they had me see an infectious disease doctor, and she told me that I was dying and that I should go home to be with my family. I said, well, I don't, you know, really have anywhere to go. And I said, I have, like, an online boyfriend in Illinois. Andy and I had been developing a relationship online. We met through Facebook. My partner, Andy, has had a liver transplant because of Hep C. So we're kind of like the organ transplant friends. And as things kept getting worse, Andy was acting as my case manager. He was able to get me a doctor that at least was, like, running tests and showing that there was something seriously wrong. And when I started going to the public health clinic, that is when things changed. They were prescribing me testosterone for my transition at a higher than acceptable dose, because they were also prescribing me Depo-Provera, the female hormone birth control shot. And those two cancel each other out. They're prescribing both gender sex hormones at the same time, and it was too much for my liver. And then my immune system started to crash. And because, you know, in medicine, they always say if you hear hoofbeats in the distance, you don't look for zebras, you look for horses.
Right.
And the horses are not 24-year-olds dying of Hep C. So they just didn't really notice. And also, I'm on Medicaid, so who cares?
So when you hit that point, and Andy's in your life at this point, what did Andy say?
I said, move to Chicago. Like,
literally like, said, buy a plane ticket, you're moving to Chicago. Yeah. No, you said, you're moving to Chicago.
Yeah. I couldn't do any more for you while you were in Portland.
Yeah.
And we, before he got here, we had him set up with, we had the paperwork filled out to get his Medicaid transferred to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We got him signed up with a doctor, and everything, just even before you got here. So mm-hmm. We hit the ground running as soon as you got here, and got you into doctors and got you into specialists. And
like immediately, like the next day, we were at Howard Brown and they said he's too sick to treat here. Sent me to the Finke Liver Center at UIC. They brought a doctor, her name's Dr. Naveed, and she's wonderful. You said you're sick. And he's like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm at the doctor. And he's like, no, like, you're really, really sick. I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm dying. She didn't say anything, but just got significantly silent. And, you know, she applied for me to get the Hep C drugs. Mm-hmm. But she also looked at my list of medications and was like, who is prescribing you this? Mm-hmm. No, we're getting you off that. They're not helping you. She's like, all right. And she reduced my testosterone. She then said, take half the amount, but twice as often. But also lowered the overall dose. Mm-hmm. And took me off of the birth control shots that were totally clinically inappropriate.
Eventually, they were able to get you on
just that got me healthy enough to where I could be treated at Howard Brown.
And then they were able to get you
and
on
they were
the
able
Hep
to
C
get me the Hep C drug. I was approved.
By accident, probably. He'd applied so many
times
through so many different doctors that
it got rubber stamped. And now my liver numbers are normal for the first mm-hmm. time since I was infected. And my Hep C is presumed cured. It's just amazing. I feel a lot better and it's so easy. But also, all this struggle I had to get this medicine, Andy got infected, mm-hmm. presumably from me. Well, we were living together. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even have to see his doctor. They called him and told him he was infected. And then he went to the pharmacy and got his meds. And that was it. Because he has private health insurance. Yeah. Like, he has good health insurance through Blue Cross.
Look at the disparity in that. Look at what you had to go through in order to get treatment. And look at what Andy had to go through.
Actually, I mean, I was scared that they'd be like, oh, no, we already paid for you. Yeah. But they also already bought you a second liver.
Right.
It is laughably tiny chance that I would have had a liver transplant if I had to.
Your story is just one of struggle, and you've risen above it, mm-hmm. and you stand here today as an advocate. What would you like to say to the people listening who may be struggling and maybe listen to your story?
Stand up, fight back. Your life is on the line. If you do not do all you can, because there's nobody else to do it.
And if you don't fight for yourself, if you don't
advocate
for yourself,
fight for somebody else.
No one's going to fight for you. If you don't say, I need treatment, and I'm going to get it, no one is going to come to your door and hand you treatment.
No.
If you're poor.
No.
And you have to fight for yourself. You have to advocate. And you have to say that the financial disparity is not okay.
Ian, Andy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.